Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we discuss our favorite things from the world of superheroes and popular culture. My name is Troy.
My name is Amy.
My name is Rachel.
And we are back to talk about anti-heroes.
Yes, we are.
This
yes.
week. So basically, I guess this comes by a couple of things. Mm. So one is the launch of the new Disney Plus TV series, Loki.
Yes.
Yes.
Who may or may not pop up on someone's list. I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything.
I think the answer's going to be May.
May.
Yep.
Yep.
It's going to be May.
No, it's June. Oh. You can't.
That it'll joke, that be joke May is, again
that joke
eventually.
Is good for 1 month.
We've missed
and one
a
month
golden
only.
Opportunity here.
We have.
Whatever.
So Loki's out. Has everyone seen the first episode?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't. I've seen the second episode.
Wow.
I watched it just before I got here.
Well, there you go. Now everyone knows exactly what day it is. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, so Loki's come out, rave reviews for the most part. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's everyone's favorite anti-hero or one of them.
Yeah.
So we decided, yes, we will talk about our favorite anti-heroes. And the other way it came about is from Jacob.
Oh, yes.
Who is...
Jacob Nathaniel, my brother.
Your brother, yes.
My brother.
Correct.
Dearest.
Correct answer. You
ding,
got it right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you.
Yes, he put a post in the Comic Confidential listener community, which also got the blood pumping, as it were.
It did.
And made us choose this topic. So I don't think we should stuff around too much more with it. I think we should get into it. We're all bringing five to the table, so we could be here for a while. Mm-hmm. Rachel,
yes.
I believe you have a dictionary definition of what classifies as an anti-hero.
Yes, I'm very excited because I actually did a little bit of research. Guys, pop the champagne. It finally happened.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed also. So an anti-hero is a main character in a story who lacks conventional heroic qualities and attributes. And although anti-heroes may sometimes perform actions that are morally correct, it is not always for the right reasons, often acting primarily out of self-interest or in ways that defy conventional ethical codes.
Well, there you go.
Great. I'm so glad you brought that
exactly
along.
What I would have said. Mm. It's exactly what I had written here. Yeah. Was that from the Oxford Dictionary?
That was from me Googling anti-hero, and that was the first definition that came up.
So it was Wikipedia.
Probably
so
it's Wikipedia. It's probably, I do see links, so that would be Wikipedia, yes.
Good old Wiki.
Good old Wiki. All right, well, who wants to kick it off? Let's go alphabetically.
Yes.
So that will be, but reverse alphabetically.
Ah,
no, we'll go alphabetically. Okay. Amy, you go first. Kick us off with your first favorite anti-hero.
Favorite anti-hero. Yeah, I've kind of done it in descending order. Look at me. Organized and
excellent.
Shit. I've chosen Severus Snape from Harry Potter.
Okay.
Are we surprised that I chose this?
No.
I'd be surprised if Rachel doesn't have it as well.
I don't.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm so surprised. I thought we would overlap here. But yes, Severus Snape is probably my favorite. Look, Loki's probably the top of my list, but I've excluded him. Just because.
Okay. You didn't have to, but that's
well,
fair.
I mean, I feel like it's a given based on how we've come about talking about this episode.
Sure.
So I've excluded him. I don't know if he's on anyone else's list. Sorry, not sorry. Yep, I've gone with Severus Snape. He is perceived to be a villain, shall we say, almost the entire storyline of Harry Potter, right?
Yep. Yes.
Up until the last book, movie, whatever you want, whichever media you like to consume Harry Potter in. But, you know, it comes out in the end that he's just a lovable guy who's tried to do the right thing in a shitty way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that can sum it up. Maybe that should be the dictionary reading of it.
Well, Rachel and I kind of spoke a little bit about Severus Snape last week.
Yeah, we did.
When we were talking about the Harry Potter movies.
Harry Potter.
And, yeah, very similar thing that you said.
Yeah.
Is that he just does what he does For reasons.
Yeah.
For reasons. Do I agree with his reasons? You know, it's that whole self-interest thing.
It is. It's yeah. His reasons are purely selfish for everything he does.
Yes.
Mm. He doesn't really think about how they affect anybody else at all.
Except maybe Lily.
Yeah. But she's dead.
She don't count.
No, she doesn't. Anyway, there you go. There's not much more that needs to be said about him. I feel like he's a well-known sort of character in the world. I might get a little bit left field as I go through my list, but there you go. Severus Snape.
R.I.P. Alan Rickman.
Yes.
For the second week in a row.
R.I.P. And we'll do the trifecta next week.
That's it.
Yeah.
Someone's going to bring him up next
week. It doesn't matter what the topic is. We'll bring him in.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do... No. Go. Rachel, what's your number one?
Okay, well, mine is also from Harry Potter.
Ooh.
I know. Mine is coming a little bit from left field. I've got Albus Dumbledore himself.
Ah, ooh, good one.
Damn.
Sort of the opposite to Snape. where you go the whole series thinking of him as a hero.
Mm.
And then by the time it comes to the end of it, you know, like you're rooting for him the whole way and they're dropping these little hints throughout, like the relationship with Grindelwald and, you know, what him and Grindelwald hope to achieve in terms of forcing not so magical people into servitude for the greater good. And it's not really until like the very end that you realize that he was so morally and ethically gray, because you can kind of understand what he did, like why he did what he did, but fuck, like not really. At the same time,
he's as gray
like
as his
so
beard.
Essentially, whoa, he's kept Harry alive and watched over him for all of his life just so that he can die at the right time.
Right.
Very so, conniving.
Okay, so I've seen all the movies at least once.
Yeah.
Have not read anything.
Mm.
Can you tell me then, so what is his plan? Spoilers for the Harry Potter, but fuck Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So when...
hashtag but fuck Jesus Christ.
When Albus Dumbledore...
You need to watch how that all comes together.
when Dumbledore was younger, he was in a relationship with a very powerful dark wizard who you would probably recognize from the Fantastic Beasts movies, Grindelwald.
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, yeah. And they were both very ambitious, very powerful wizards, and Dumbledore and Grindelwald had this basically Nazi-ish plan.
Whoa.
To... there are certain levels, like you've got your pure bloods, you've got your half bloods, you've got your squibs, Squibs are people who are born to magical parents who have no magical abilities.
I'm writing that down because that's going to be my new diss.
Squib.
Yeah. He's such a squib.
Yeah. Start calling people
such
squibs.
A squib.
And he actually is writing it down just for those playing at home.
Yeah, he's literally, he's like circling it, lots of lines there. So, they had this whole plan where there would be like a social hierarchy of wizards, and basically magical folks would reign over non-magical folks. So not only would they rule over muggles, but they would also rule over squibs, muggleborns, half-bloods, all of that. And it was for the greater good because they magical persons, witches and wizards, they hold all the power, and so therefore they should make all the rules.
Cool. So it's basically Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Now that I know that, I'm going to watch those movies in a whole different light.
Yeah.
Recommend you do that.
Yeah.
I will. I'm just writing down, watch Harry Potter
think
with
of Hitler.
Dumbledore as Hitler. Yeah.
And like this, that whole relationship, it caused the death of his sister, and it was just a whole fucking
caused
mess.
His own death.
Caused his own death, yeah.
Wow. Anyway, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Every rocks dies. Fall, everyone dies.
Everyone dies
Lots
at the end.
Lots of people die. Anyway. You go, Troy.
Okay, me.
Who have you got?
Yes. Me time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start it off pretty basic.
Mm.
And I will start off by saying Loki is not on my list.
Okay.
And that's for similar reasons. It's on no one's list. All right, excellent.
Good job, team.
Well done.
The entire idea was based around Loki and not one of us put him there.
Well, that's kind of why I did it. Because, you know, it's an obvious choice. But I say that, but my first choice is probably my most obvious choice.
Okay.
And that is Deadpool.
Yes.
Mm. Now, Deadpool, but I wanna specify though that I'm talking about Deadpool from the comics, rather than Deadpool from the movies. And there's no, like, I love myself a bit of, you know, a bit of Ry-Ry,
yeah,
a bit of Ryan Reynolds, but there's just some things that they just will not be able to do, you know, in a movie that Deadpool sort of does.
Mm.
So basically, when you're talking about like anti-heroes, this is probably one of the first ones as far as comic book characters goes that people kind of think of. Now, with this guy in particular, he definitely walks that thin line between, you know, morally right and immoral.
Mm.
And he kind of balances a tightrope in between, falls each way every now and then.
Yeah.
But this is a guy that is essentially, you know, he is the main protagonist. He is the guy that you root for.
Yeah.
But he is also the guy that has done things like, he's basically shot an innocent person in an attempt to sort of get away from Daredevil, who was chasing him. He once uppercutted Kitty Pryde just so he could piss off Wolverine enough to get into a fight with him just because he wanted to fight Wolverine.
My man.
And that was all because the therapist told him he needed to fight out his anger issues. So that's how he chose to do it. Cool. And obviously as well, he's obviously... I don't know if you've ever read Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe, but he basically kills the entire Marvel Universe.
Great.
And it's great.
Okay.
So this is a guy that basically he, you know, walks up and shoots Spider-Man right in the head.
Oh, my God.
Done. Spider-Man.
Lord.
Tom but on Holland, the flip side Spider-Man. Of that, he also basically does everything, you know, for good.
Generally good.
Yeah, generally good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that would be my first, Deadpool.
Oh, well, there you go. So Deadpool was on my list, but I'm going to switch him out for something else. No, don't be silly. This is why I brought extras just in case.
Deadpool was absolutely not on my list.
We all knew
I
that.
I fucking hate Deadpool.
Yeah, we know. We know, pal.
We're
here for you if you need help.
We are here for you.
Right.
All right, back to me.
Yes, back to you.
Right, I've gone with the Disney.
Okay.
Here, ooh. I'm throwing in a bit Disney. And to be specific, it's a Disney movie, like current time, not animated. So what's that? Live action.
Yep. There you go.
Maleficent.
Okay.
Ah.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie is Maleficent. Probably more so in the second one, which is Mistress of Evil.
Yeah.
If you're interested. Yeah,
okay. No one was.
Go for it.
So
I can guarantee that there are very little of our listeners who actually know
Maleficent?
These movies quite well. So
yeah, I love them. They're like one of my guilty pleasures, you know, where you're like, what am I going to watch? I'm going to watch Maleficent.
Yeah.
I love it. Anyway.
All right.
So, you know, you see the textbook sort of Maleficent from the old school Sleeping Beauty animated
film.
Whom I
love, by the
way. Yeah, but she's probably more just a villain in that animated movie, I guess. Whereas in these, you know, newer ones with Angelina Jolie, she kind of has a little bit more substance because the movie's about her.
Yeah.
It's not about Sleeping Beauty or Aurora or whoever.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, fuck off, blonde bitch. Anyway.
Whoa.
So you see a little bit more of her backstory and in why she is a little bit like the way she is.
Yes.
But I guess the crux of it all is everything she does, albeit not in the best way, is for Aurora in the end.
Yes.
So she's trying to keep this girl alive, keep her happy, all of this kind of stuff. So she, you know, does all of this stuff as kind of Aurora's surrogate mother, if you want to call it that. So all the bad shit she does, and she gets bad shit done to her, are in, you know, in line with some kind of good intentions, shall we say.
Yep.
There you go. Maleficent.
You know, but though I did really enjoy her in the original cartoon because there was something just so appealing about some bitch who is just like, you didn't invite me to this party.
Yeah.
Well.
The level of petty is real.
Let me show you.
Mm-hmm. I saw a meme the other day where it's like the princess I strive to be or whatever, some bullshit, and it's like, no, the real person I strive to be is like Maleficent turning up and cursing everybody because she didn't get an invite to a party.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Excellent.
That's me. Second choice.
All Rachel, right. What do you got?
My second choice is from a film.
Mm-hmm.
It is from the films Kill Bill, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Yes, we are talking about Ms. Uma Thurman herself.
Mm.
Beatrix Kiddo. The Bride.
Yep.
The Bride.
The Bride. Kill Bill, bitch. Yes. Okay. That's so all cool. I have to say. She's literally going around revenge murdering people, but I'm so for it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
They're so good.
Or those movies.
They're so good.
Yeah, I watched them.
I just support her 100%.
I watched them both this year again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as a something why to not? Do. Just why not?
Yeah.
Just got a lot of free time.
Yeah.
They are very good. Very good movies.
Yeah.
And she's a very good anti-hero.
I reckon. She falls right in line.
She's definitely in line with absolutely everything in the definition you read to us earlier. Yeah. So I think you hit the nail on the head.
Well, everything she's doing is for a, you know, it's for a just cause, really. Mm. Revenge? Is that a just cause? Probably.
She believes for pretty much throughout the whole thing that, you know, the child is dead too. So, BB, that's her name.
BB.
BB.
BRB.
So. She's short for BRB. Yeah.
Be right back. I'm going to kill some people.
Be right back, BB.
Good one.
Cool.
Yeah. That's good pick. There we go.
Excellent. Look, along the same lines in the sense of we're talking about revenge and we're talking about movies. My number two is, of course, John Wick.
Yes.
How could it be anybody else other than John Wick? Now, this is a guy...
Are you losing lists like
I am, but that's okay.
I genuinely didn't think anybody else would have John Wick on their list.
I love John Wick. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Excellent.
Anyway.
Well done.
I've gone up a level in Troy's books. Yeah,
you definitely have.
You're all right.
I only have five, so I can't get rid of John Wick, but you're going to have to.
Yeah.
So John Wick, well, you don't have to if you don't want to. It's fine. Hey, we'll just do it on the fly.
I got to substitute. It's fine.
Okay, excellent. John Wick, over three movies, has killed 299 people. That's the actual...
Holy!
Is it serious?
Yeah, that's the actual kill count, which is...
Only one more. Well, this I mean, guy. Maybe. There's maybe. More. Just one person in the next film and that's it.
That's it. Just an even 300.
He's like, I just wanted a turkey. Mm.
It's going to be the most boring one. 300? Is that like in a bowling game?
In bowling?
Yeah, a turkey?
I don't know. I'm not good at bowling.
I think so. So anyway, 299 people. That is more combined than the total of Jason Voorhees
in
all the Friday the 13th movies.
Wow.
And Michael Myers in all of the Halloween movies.
And there's about 1,000 of them.
There's about 1,000 of them.
Mm.
Yeah, so, I counted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Thank you for that.
So basically we're talking about, you know, almost 300 people over the course of three movies. And realistically, the reason why he's done most of these things is because of a puppy and a car.
Now,
it doesn't it doesn't sound like much, but every single person on the planet is on board with him doing whatever he has to do to kill whoever he has to kill, for the sake of that puppy. And some other people for the car, I guess. But this is kind of, you know, as much as Deadpool is, this is kind of a textbook definition of what an anti-hero is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a killer. He's done some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Probably done some pretty nasty shit over his time. But hey, we don't care. We love him.
We do.
And we'll follow him into the fourth movie where he gets a turkey.
If that's what it is. A pet turkey.
Okay. He gets a pet turkey.
And nobody better kill that turkey. That's like the ending scene is someone kills the turkey.
Thanksgiving. And then the Kill Bill thing goes up.
It just rolls into the next.
All right.
Okay, back to me.
Yes. Yeah.
So I did have John Wick next, but I'm going to switch it out for something similar because I thought somebody else may have him.
Okay.
I've preempted this. This is good. So I've got The Punisher.
Oh, excellent.
Frank Castle. Yeah.
Similar vein, I guess,
in
the sense that his wife and child are killed by the mob, mafia.
Yes.
Right? And then he just goes around fucking shit up, dressed real cool, I guess. He's one of those.
Dressed real cool.
He's just really cool. Like a chest plate on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. He is in a similar vein, I guess, to the couple we've just discussed in the sense of BB, John Wick, that kind of revenge killing, but we're kind of for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like we're with him for the journey.
Yeah.
He definitely has not got as high a kill count as John Wick. I didn't count how many people he's killed, but I feel like it would be way less. Maybe five.
It depends. Like if you're, you know, obviously in the comics it's cartoonish levels of murder.
Mm. Yeah.
The movies don't quite get to that point. Punisher Warzone, you know, tries to go close, but we're not talking about 300, you know, people in the space of a couple of movies. Yeah. So
3 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
So there you go. Frank Castle.
Frank Castle.
Excellent.
What a weird name also, can I just say. I don't know. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
I think so.
Troy's like, please shut up.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
talking.
How dare you?
Your notch went back down.
Yeah, damn it. I'm back where I started. I'm going to be over here eating a strawberry. Okay. Over to you, Rachel.
Over to me. So... more revenge killing. Because
more revenge woo, killing.
Because why not?
I'm for that.
You know, I've got from Taken.
Okay. Oh.
The legend himself.
Is this another Liam Neeson thing?
Yes, it is. Oh, it's Brian God. Mills. Okay. I've spoken at length about this.
You have.
Hmm.
If you're a parent who is not willing to break every fucking law imaginable for your child to not be sold into sex slavery, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean.
Get the fuck out of here.
For real.
Yeah. For sure. Absolutely.
He might break every law. He might murder the crap out of people. But you know what? I'll allow it.
Yeah. He didn't even cross my mind. That's a really good pick.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He always crosses my mind. Well, constantly.
All right. We've delved deeper here.
Well, it is definitely. It definitely fits the brief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a guy with a shadowy past. Mm. Always seems to be a thing with anti-heroes. But he has a shadowy past. You know he's like, he's murdered some people.
Oh, yeah.
You
for
know
sure.
He's, oh, yeah.
And you know. But you know that for the most part, they're probably bad guys.
Yeah,
and
that's
then when
right.
we actually get into the Taken movies, they're definitely bad guys.
They're definitely
like they're
bad
the worst
guys.
Of the worst.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some casualties.
Look, there.
But it's
when,
okay.
I'll tell you what, when his fucking daughter is throwing grenades on rooftops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he can echo locate where the fuck she is, basically.
Can we talk about how resourceful that was, number
people
one?
People die.
So yeah. good.
They're dead, for sure.
They're dead.
They've been
dead.
Blowed up.
Super resourceful.
That's what'll stick in my mind. I'm like, where's the grenades? If I'm ever being kidnapped, I'm like, someone will find me.
Just pack extra grenades, guys. If you
every
if you're
time
going to France,
you travel,
grenades.
Anytime
grenades.
You go to France,
yeah,
it's apparently really bad.
And it's so easy to do in this day and age. Just pack grenades.
Just pack grenades.
Sure.
Yeah.
We fully endorse packing grenades and taking them on your flight 100%. To Paris.
You should try it.
Please don't.
Don't do
this is turning all of us into anti-heroes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the only way I'd be.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to say about Brian Mills
no,
that
I
you haven't
I
already
need,
said
I
in pretty much every episode of the podcast?
How much love
him. Well, you tend to bring up Brian Mills from Taken.
I love him.
Mm-hmm. I think that's obvious. But that's
dad.
Good. It's good. Be my dad.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
I didn't, not my daddy. I've said this
as well.
You have
my dad,
yeah,
not my daddy.
Specifying that she specifically wants him as a dad.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hey, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Moving on.
Okay, please, are now. Okay. Sorry.
All right. I'm going to take us out of the world of movies and sort of books and comic books and whatnot and into the world of TV, but by way of wrestling.
Ooh.
Yes.
What?
I love this. This is a tangent I'm living for.
It is a tangent. My number three pick is a Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin, who growing up as a kid was, for me, an idol.
Yeah.
I have the bald head now, which is the only reason I have it.
Just because.
It's just because of Stone Cold Steve Austin and nothing else.
It's a choice, that's
it's
right.
A choice.
It's a choice. Wow, he's very aggressively pointing a pen at us right now.
It was the Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to come out soon.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Anyway.
So basically everything about Stone Cold Steve Austin screams like anti-hero.
Mm. Yeah.
He's kind of like anti... establishment, anti the boss, anti rules. He's kind of like he's definitely a redneck, which probably and a Texan, and that whole persona doesn't play as well in 2021 as it might have at the time.
No.
But certainly when it was happening, that's exactly who I wanted to be.
I wanted to.
So myself and my friends would get together and we would have like Stone Cold beer bashes.
Oh my God.
Which is basically where we'd just go into the backyard, we'd try some wrestling moves on each other like the Stone Cold Stunner, and then we'd crack open a couple of beer cans and smash them together and just pour them over our heads. Just
I would
like
love
Stone Cold.
Sounds
see
like
that.
A fun time.
Oh, it was the fucking best, let me tell you. So many people got injured.
Yeah.
You don't actually consume a lot of beer when you're just pouring it onto your face.
Yeah. A lot gets on the floor.
But a lot gets on the floor. But that's why you're outside in the backyard.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin probably doesn't, yeah, like I said, doesn't play as well today as it would have done then. But man, if there is goddamn any anti-hero in the history of World Wrestling Entertainment or the WWF before that, man, Stone Cold Steve Austin's the best of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I might even go out on the Stone Cold Steve Austin music. That's our P&A on this episode. I'm just saying.
I think that happens. That would be a great touch.
Get excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually don't know what that music is because.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know what it is because all I can hear is John Cena's music right now.
Yeah. Second best.
Number two.
Number two.
We're being honest.
Okay.
But yeah, so
look, I'm certain I've heard it, but I can't think of it, you know.
You would have for sure. I'll play it after this.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. So you get an idea.
You'll have
I'm
it
sure
in your
I'll
memory.
Love it.
Yep. Now, while we're on this topic, a little bit off of the anti-heroes topic, are they still recording wrestling episodes?
Recording wrestling
episodes. Well, you know
episode,
what I
mean. Yeah, they are. It's still going strong. It's
still
happening.
Recording wrestling
weekly.
Episodes.
They are. Somebody somewhere is recording.
Great.
With
They've
their got
iPhone.
Their VCR set up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how would I have phrased that differently? What would you have said?
Are they...
Well, look, I get it because it's not like they're making, you know,
a TV show or
anything.
I would have just said, is
that
still going?
Is there a new season out?
Is that still going?
Is there a new season of wrestling?
Is there a new season of wrestling out?
Yeah.
We're going to watch it. Okay. No, thank you for letting me know.
Excellent. Now, Amy, we're up to your number two.
Number three. Number four.
Well, depending on which way you're going. So I'm counting down towards
okay,
the number
got
one.
It, got
yeah,
it.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, right. I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we are going to take a quick break.
Yep.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
And we're back. Amy, number 2/4.
I'm good. I am good at math.
You are.
Guys.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Do you know my husband said to me the other night that I said something to him and he was like, if you ask somebody who was good at math this question, or maths this question, they would say you were wrong. I'm like, I am good at maths. What are you talking about? Anyway. Number 2/4 is, for me, Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
From Pirates of the Caribbean.
Excellent.
Yes.
I think he's my number two purely because of the comedy element that comes with all of it. It's sort of less serious than
you
some of the
love
others
it.
That
yep.
I've already had. Yeah. He's a lovable larrikin who is a bit of a turd, if we're being honest. Like,
he is a bit of a turd.
He really provides no benefit to anyone. He has a ship that's not really his ship and he just spends the whole time sort of fucking people over, let's say, to get his ship back.
Yeah.
But he does it with a smile and a drunken swagger. Yeah. Ooh.
Hey.
So that numero two for me would have to be Jack Sparrow. I don't know how many Pirates movies there are. I did think about this on the way over and I should have googled it.
Depends if you're counting porn.
Whoa.
Six then.
It's six at least.
Anyway, Johnny Depp is in all of them. So
he didn't miss a one.
No. So Jack Sparrow, you know, he pretty much is the backbone of that whole franchise, if we're being honest. And
he's,
you know, if you really look at him as a character, he's a nothing. Like, he's just there to piss people off and make you laugh.
And make you laugh, yeah. I think, I definitely watched 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that's about as far as I got because I tried to watch the fourth one and I'm just like, you know what, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, they changed a lot. I think there was a mermaid in that one.
See?
Yeah,
I think there was.
Not
yeah.
into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But I really liked 1 and 2.
Yes.
I think 1 was definitely
one
absolutely
is my all-time
outstanding.
Favorite.
And then 2 is good. And then the rest of them
kind of
peter off from there.
They should have left it as a trilogy, I think.
Mm. Yep.
I did like in the last, very last movie I've seen, I think the son of Will and Elizabeth grows up and is in it, and that's Brenton Thwaites,
yeah.
Titans.
Nightwing. Yes.
Nightwing.
Yep.
Yeah, Nightwing.
He's Ken's boy.
He is.
He's just out there.
Yeah. Right there. He's on the balcony hoping to get let in. Sorry, you just have to wait a little bit, Brenton.
My cousin went to prep with him.
Oh, my God. Oh. You know so many famous people. Anyway, there you go, Jack Sparrow. We'll leave it there.
Jack Sparrow. Excellent.
Rachel. My 2-4 is from the world of television.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, we have Michael C. Hall's Dexter.
Of course.
Look, I'm not saying that people should be serial killers. No.
We would never condemn.
But if you're going to be one,
chase your dreams either.
Be like Dexter. You exactly. know, guy's got to have a code, and he's got his code, and he sticks to it. And, you know, yes, he is murdering people, but he's murdering very bad people.
Mm. Yeah.
And he does it with style and panache.
He does.
You can't be mad at him.
You can't walk into a room that has like plastic drop sheets and not think you're about to get murdered anymore because of Dexter.
It's either that or you've walked into a taping painting. Of the block or something like that.
Yeah. A mad renovation.
It's either renovations or murder. There's no in
50-50 chance. Mm.
Yeah.
You're going to take whatever you get.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Dexter.
I love Dexter.
But here's the thing, and absolutely 1,000% an anti-hero and probably one of the best you could pick.
Thank you.
Didn't even cross my mind.
No, me either.
Which is crazy. I don't know why. And it's coming back pretty soon. Who's excited? Yeah.
It's coming back.
I haven't seen.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen the last season.
Wait.
So
okay.
I'll be about 5 years behind.
Wait, are they going to try and fix the
shit?
Yes,
that's pretty much exactly what they're doing. It's coming back for, I think it's just a single season, like just a like a mini series return, if you want to call it that.
My
because
word.
All reviews I heard about the last season were that it was a bit shit. So I just
look
didn't.
for the most part, the season was average. It was fine.
It's just the ending
was
itself.
Dog turd.
Yeah,
it was a dog turd of an
ending.
Why
did they do this to us? There's so many seasons of series.
I know,
that do
there's
that.
So many.
Mm. Well,
there's so many. We could do an episode about it.
We could. We certainly could. But there's so like 7 seasons though. Yeah. I think. Mm. And you had to like, you know, sit through some pretty average fucking stuff in there at some point. Like there were some amazing seasons.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of dropped the ball a little bit for a while. And then you kind of get to the end and you're like, yeah, what's going to happen? And you're like fuck it.
That's what they
this
went
build
with.
Up was for nothing.
Yeah. And it's to the point where you kind of, it, almost sours your memory of the entire show, even though you know that the show was good.
Yeah. Mm.
It's just, it's kind of like Game of Thrones season, whatever season that was.
Eight.
Ugh.
Season shit.
anyway, good pick though.
Thank you.
But I'm very excited for it to be coming back though.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they can.
I can't believe I didn't even know
really
about it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
It's happening.
Oh my God.
Look it up. They've got a teaser. They've got a teaser out and everything. It's coming like in mere months.
Ooh. That fuck out. I'm so glad I found out now.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world. I never know what's happening in the TV space.
You haven't even seen the last season, Amy.
I haven't seen a lot of shit. That's why you're not surprised when I say, yeah, I've seen it. And you know immediately I haven't.
I know. Without a shadow of a doubt, you have not seen it.
One day I'll surprise you.
Okay, maybe. Mm. I live for that day.
Great.
So my 2-4. Mm. Is I'm going to go Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
Oh my God.
So now, I guess you could argue the hero part of this. Definitely an anti-hero, but predominantly everything he does tends to kind of be more to stave off boredom.
Yes.
To kind of impress Morty, to maybe show that he's the best. Or that life is meaningless and there's no purpose to anything.
So Rick's the old guy?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Have you seen Rick and Morty?
No.
I have seen. I'm up to date with Rick and Morty.
I've never seen Rick and Morty.
Okay. Rick's the old guy.
Rick's the old guy.
In the lab coat.
Morty's the kid.
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was the other way around.
No.
You would think so, but it's no.
Okay.
Rick's the old guy.
He's the one that turns into a pickle?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pickle Rick. I have a shirt.
Yeah, I know Pickle
Rick. Everyone should know Pickle Rick.
So with
I'm sorry,
no. The disdain.
No. So as far as Rick goes, he is realistically in his world or in his multiverse, he's one of the most powerful people there is. and we're talking about, like, we're talking about super fucking powerful. Like, we're talking about how people in John Wick's world are afraid of John Wick.
Mm.
People in Rick's world are afraid of Rick.
Yeah.
Just because of what he has the capabilities to do. And also because he kind of just does shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's not afraid to, like, straight up murder people if he's got to murder people.
Yeah.
Murder entire planets if he has to do that. Mm. So is there a good in there? He seems to like Morty.
And his daughter.
And his daughter, yeah.
Oh, he has a daughter?
He's like a family man.
His daughter is Rick's mum.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Morty's mum, sorry.
Morty's his grandson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Morty was like a clone.
Well, you're not wrong. That's
technically not not wrong.
Okay. Watch it. So that idea didn't come out of nowhere.
It didn't.
Okay, very good.
Not a show we can explain in a couple of minutes.
No,
But probably well worth your time
mm.
if you do have a spare three seasons worth of time.
I don't, but all right.
Okay, Rick Sanchez.
Yes,
my number two for
that's a great pick.
And excellent. Now for your 1-5.
1-5 for me is Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. So he's the devil.
As in from the television show, sorry. Not in the from general the
Bible.
World.
From the book. Bible. It's a book.
You know the book written by God.
The book written by
the author God.
I don't know if you've heard of this author, but pretty good.
The Lord.
Likes to spin webs of lies. Anyway,
Ooh.
Lucifer, the TV series, to clarify for everybody.
Yeah.
So he's the devil. Everybody knows he's the devil.
He's quite fucking slick, isn't he?
He's very slick. I find him to be a very attractive man. Anyway, he...
It's the accent.
And the body.
And the face.
And the face.
And
all
and
of the it. Suits. He wears suits, doesn't he?
He does wear suits. Mm. Have you seen Lucifer?
No, I've not.
Okay. I'm also up to date with Lucifer, guys.
No, but I'm aware of Lucifer because...
See, that's where I fall.
Okay, like, great.
Not so much there. Okay. But I'm also aware of Lucifer. I've only ever seen the first episode.
Yeah.
I don't know why I fell off. Mm. I think there was just a lot of stuff going on at that time.
There was.
And I think I just said, you know what, I'll get back to that. And then season three came out.
And that's
like,
what
fuck.
I did. And then I watched all three seasons in a row. Sort of. So I didn't start on the Lucifer bandwagon. I came in late.
Yeah.
And now I'm like,
this
I'm
is
addicted.
Why you can't watch anything else.
Exactly.
You goddamn too busy watching all the
Rick and Morty
and Lucifer.
Oh, I'm so glad that these two have come up in this discussion. So, you know, Lucifer, he's the devil. He's intrinsically bad.
Yep.
He does bad things. He runs a bad place, being hell. However, I don't want to spoil it for you because I feel like you guys should really watch it. But essentially, he comes out of hell. He's like, fuck that shit.
Yep.
I'm done.
I think we all get the premise.
I'm going to live in the human world. Anyway, he gets involved with a human police officer.
Yep.
And sort of learns to not be such a shitbag. He still does some bad stuff here and there, like, you know, seducing people and doing bits and pieces. But he learns along the way how to be good, and he forms quite a good bond with the cop's daughter and, like, all of this kind of stuff along the way. So he is the devil. However, he is striving to be good. So I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, any hero. Aww.
Any hero to me.
Good for him.
And anyone who can befriend a kid, well...
Well,
kids and dogs.
Well,
you gotta be the devil.
Yeah, gotta
be the devil.
Correct.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, Lucifer is my number 1-5.
It is. It is definitely a show I want to get to at some
point. It's great. I highly recommend. There are some episodes that are like, you know, when you get them filler episodes, and you're like, man, I just need to push through this. But holy, the premise and Superman, Clark Kent from
Tom Welling.
Smallville. Yes, is in it.
Oh.
Yep.
It just got sexier. Men.
It did get sexier. Wow. Salt and pepper Tom Welling. I think he comes in season 3 from memory. They all blur together because I watched them all at the same time.
Is he coming back to Smallville?
I heard a rumor.
Well, there is a rumor that, they are trying to do a Smallville.
A Smallville.
Not like a reunion, but like an actual, reboot.
A
little series.
Oh, a reboot.
Yeah.
I just heard in the grapevine that something was happening. I don't know what it is.
Yep.
Well, I want him in my eyeballs.
Yeah, me too. Watch Lucifer.
Yeah. Get my fix before Smallville.
Yep.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, Tom Welling kind of also plays a bit of an anti-hero in the show.
In the show?
He's more anti, but he... Look, I'm not going to do this any justice. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Okay. All right. My 1-5... Okay. It might not count.
I think
so. But I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Thanos. Look, I know he's a villain.
The noises that came out of our mouth.
Literally, all my note says is this allowed? If we allow it, that's my pick.
I'm here for it. Is I mean, I get, it. He believed he was right.
Sort of he thinks he's a hero.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's most definitely not.
He's the hero of his own
so
story.
So it's like anti-hero.
I mean, I guess his...
Look, I've got a backup if we need it.
No, no, let's discuss because I feel like it's a good one to talk through.
Sure. But
he does these things thinking that it's going to benefit the world,
he's
right?
really trying to save the universe.
He's doing everything wrong, but his end game is to make the world a better place, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can see why he would be classified as an anti-hero in that space. However, he's a big old shitbag.
He's a massive shitbag.
I think to find... like redeeming qualities in him would be a little bit hard in the sense of like things that you would necessarily like. Yes. Like there are many people that have said, hey, I completely agree with what he's saying. Mm. It completely makes sense. But are you really rooting for him? Like if he was in front of you and you knew that you had a 50% chance of surviving only based on what he was going to do, would you still be for it?
Nah.
You know what I mean? As much as everybody's like, oh, hey, yeah, fucking great idea, champ.
Yeah.
Click away.
You click away. Yeah, this is going to be great fingers. For everyone.
Oh, I
get
love
that
it.
Glove.
He
also kills his daughter.
He does.
He does.
Which is probably leaning more towards villain than hero. But
he does it so that he can get the soul stone so that he can save the universe.
I guess it's all
so
for
think,
that. It's
I
all for that greater good.
It's for, like, if you were to ask him if he were to write the story, he would be the hero and it wouldn't be too hard to justify that.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because we were watching everything and seeing everything from the point of view of the Avengers, he's 100% a villain.
Mm-hmm.
He's a villain that you can kind of get behind and go, but he's kind of got a point.
Yeah.
But if it were written from the point of view of Thanos... or one of his supporters, he would be the hero.
The little weasel guy.
All right. Well, for the sake of anybody who's going to, like, rage that you've picked Thanos, what was your other pick?
What was it?
Robin Hood.
Okay.
Like the most classic anti-hero that you can, you know. And this is where I did my real research here.
Okay. So we probably should use this.
Let's use this one.
His earliest iteration in movies was played by Errol Flynn.
Oh, of course.
Errol.
Yes.
My man.
And his latest being
Karen Edgerton.
Was he an
Aussie guy? Was Errol Flynn Australian?
He sounds Australian.
I think so.
He might have been.
He had a wicked moustache.
Somebody around that time.
Errol or Cecil, one of them.
Cecil Flynn's cousin.
Maybe. And the latest iteration being Taron Egerton, of course.
I love that movie. Can I
Jamie
just say?
Foxx.
Really?
That was a great movie.
Yeah,
I love
you
that
hate
man.
It, but I love it.
Wow.
I just
I think
love Taron Egerton.
Yeah, we'll get off track here, but yes.
But anyway, I mean, probably the most classic anti-hero.
Yeah.
He steals from the rich to give to the poor.
Yeah.
Easy.
Steal from the rich and give to the needy.
He takes a wee percentage, but
he's
I'm not
greedy.
Greedy.
Good old Shrek.
oh my god! Anyway,
if
Thanos
100%.
Doesn't count, then fine.
Robin
fucking
Hood.
I like Robin
Hood.
Right? I feel like that's a great pick, and I'm sad I didn't.
1-5
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood
with an honorable mention
to Thanos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Excellent. My 1-5. Is going to please absolutely no one on this show.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So,
that's fine.
Be prepared.
I'm looking forward.
Speak away.
So, you all thought that I was going to go a week without talking about the Fast and Furious franchise.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And that is not going to happen, my friends.
Oh, I'm getting a strawberry for this. I don't need my
He's
mail.
Just written the word family on
family.
Paper.
That's
all, over
that's
the
all
place.
I've got. I have no notes. This whole thing is just, it's just family. Dominic Toretto from The Fast and the Furious. He lives his life a quarter mile at a time. So, look, here's a thing that is happening in my life right now.
Yep.
So, Fast 9 is coming out very soon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow,
tomorrow
we record this. Yeah.
I think they did a sneak peek or an opening somewhere
today. Yeah, they probably would
today.
Have done something tonight. So I will be watching that as soon as humanly possible. However, I'm currently doing the run back through the eight plus Hobbs and Shaw because I'm not a quitter. I liked Hobbs and Shaw too.
Just going to put it out there.
So I'm going back through the nine previous movies. Yes. So I've done 1, 2, 3, and 4 so far.
Wow.
I've got 5, 6, 7, 8 and Hobbs and Shaw to go. Now, all it's done is reinforced to me how this is actually one of the most unjustly hated action franchises of the last two decades. So Fast and Furious came out in 2001.
Yeah.
Fast 9 is coming out in 2021. Think about that. 20 years of this stuff on our TVs.
Wow.
And I watch, and Fast, the Fast and the Furious holds up.
Mm.
I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if they're still in DVD players.
Yeah.
You mean the first one?
The first one. Yeah, yeah, okay. I know it gets confusing.
I like the first one. I like the first one. I liked the second one, and I haven't seen any others.
No, I don't think you've seen the second one, haven't you? Oh, did you see Too Fast, Too Furious or Tokyo Drift?
No. I saw Both. Too Fast, Too Furious. Okay. I've not seen all of them.
Yeah. I love the, like, okay, love is a strong word, but I will definitely go out of my way to watch these films just because of the nature of it. I'm like, I love me a little popcorn action film.
Absolutely.
Are the stunts all going to be able to be done in real life? Absolutely not. No. But I just accept that.
But you know what? The amount of actual kind of real-time stunt driving you see in these things, like stuff that's not CGI, is amazing. Crazy. Like some of it is fantastic. Now, number five is where people kind of go, oh, but it gets like ridiculous. No, it gets fucking great.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So number five is where The Rock comes in and it all goes absolutely nuts from there.
I love when The Rock came into that film. My husband hated it. He was like, you can't jump from this plate and do that. I'm like, yes, you can
fucking
you're
do
the
whatever
Rock.
You want. You can do whatever you want. You can.
There are no rules.
Kick a fucking missile out of the way with your foot.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you need
drive
to do.
Drive a car from one skyscraper to the next skyscraper. Absolutely.
Like, honestly, I kept watching trailers. I've seen every trailer.
You've seen all of the trailers.
And it's just, it baffles me that having seen the first two and the trailers for the rest of them, where did we start and where the fuck are we now?
Oh, look, it makes no sense.
No,
it makes zero sense.
Like there are scenes in the first movie where if you were to look at Dominic Toretto's character now, you'd be like, how is he almost losing this fist fight to this fucking car driver?
That's what I mean? Like, every time I see a trailer, I'm like, these are the dudes that were just fucking street racing.
So in the first movie, they almost get their shit kicked in by a truck driver with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And then by the time we get to, you know, wherever, five, we'll say they're fucking dragging bank vaults through the streets
taking
of Rio.
Taking on the CIA.
Taking on fucking everything. They're stealing God's eye for Kurt Russell.
Yeah. And so in Hobbs and Shaw, they have powers?
No.
No.
You would think they do. But they don't.
Only Idris suit.
Only Idris Elba has powers. Yeah. He's Black Superman.
Yeah.
I can say it because he says it.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
What?
He does say it. I also love that character.
Yeah.
Okay, we're derailing. We're talking about Fast and Furious.
He's in it?
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
He's in Hobbs and Shaw.
He's in Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, he's the villain.
Oh, he's the bad guy.
In Hobbs and Shaw.
And he has
powers?
He's
Black Superman.
He's genetically modified.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking of. So are Hobbs and Shaw genetically modified?
No.
Just Idris Elba.
The Rock's probably somewhat genetically modified,
he's pretty much a building wall, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So at some point, The Rock's character Hobbs comes into the series,
right?
The overall series.
Yeah.
And then Jason Statham's character, Deckard Shaw, comes in as well. And then they have a spin-off called Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
And Idris Elba only appears in that.
Mm. Okay.
And the superpowers kind of only appear in that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one else has really had superpowers apart from not being able to die.
Yeah.
So it's still canon, but maybe like canon divergent.
No, it's still canon. It's still definitely canon. It's just more...
It just doesn't get addressed.
Well, it just happened because The Rock and Vin Diesel were fighting over who should be the biggest, baldest dude on the screen. So The Rock said, you know what, fuck you, I'll make my own goddamn movie.
I see.
And he did a great job.
He did a very good job. But we're getting way off track.
I think so.
We're going to save this for a Fast and Furious episode.
Yeah, we are. Bench that.
When we're gonna force Rachel to watch all ten movies.
No, Rachel's just gonna bow out.
No.
Well, I gotta wash my hair that day. Gotta feed my goldfish.
Yeah.
Real busy.
At the end of the day, Dominic Toretto is the glue that binds the family together.
Yeah,
sure over the course of these movies, even though it doesn't turn up into it all. But yeah. Hey, it doesn't matter.
It's all right.
So, yeah, Dominic Toretto, anti-hero, yes.
Great pick.
And just an all-round good guy.
Mm. 1-5, baby.
1-5.
I know it's a lot of bald people on your list.
What of it?
I'm sensing.
What of it? Actually, you've got a pretty good point.
Yes.
Three out of the five. Just quickly, did anybody else have anybody else they wanted to mention?
Let me unlock my phone with my face.
Yes. I had House.
House, yeah, good call.
He's a douche.
Yeah, he's House a drug MD. Addict. He's an asshole. He's a subordinate. He takes no shit from anyone, and I love him.
And he saves lives.
Yeah, I want him on my medical team for sure.
Oh, wouldn't you? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I had a couple extra listed here just in case, you know, I needed to switch them in and out. Shall I just read them real quick?
Yep.
Yeah.
I had Walter White.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, of course.
Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Blade.
Yep.
Catwoman.
Yep.
And Rocket Raccoon.
I mean, it's a lot of the Guardians, right?
Yeah, I guess you could just say the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep.
Yeah.
You're right.
All the Guardians and Thanos.
Yeah. Lump them together in an honorable mention.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's it. That's our list.
That's
our favorite anti-heroes of all time.
Yeah. Mm.
Perhaps. I guess you could say.
Mm.
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. Good job.
I want to hear from the community who their favorites are.
Yeah. Number one pick or number one fives.
Number 1-5. Who's your number 1-5 anti-hero? But that is going to do it for today. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. In the meantime, if you like what you've heard, why don't you bloody leave us a review?
Yeah, just do that.
Subscribe to the show.
Yeah.
You can tell a friend about the show.
Yes.
You can do all of those things anywhere you get your podcasts, because we're pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yep.
If you want to get in contact with us or join in on the conversation, the links to all our social medias and everything are in the show notes. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, though, for any of those is the Facebook listener community.
Yeah.
So just jump on Facebook and search the Comic Confidential listener community, because that is probably where we are the most active, and it's where we get most of our feedback, like this episode.
Yeah,
the juicy ideas
from Jacob. So thank you again, Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't thank you at all at the start, but I'm thanking you now twice.
Look,
so
he's rage quit by now.
Yes,
he's like, bastards.
They used my idea and didn't even give me props, bastards.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also part of the CC Radio Network,
yeah,
alongside other great shows like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne, and Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO podcast.
Whatever he's calling it now.
Well, whatever he's calling
whatever
it. Changes
it
all the time, this guy.
With
Cade.
Mm.
Yes, by the time this airs, Cade will have been on the project.
Yeah.
And I probably laughed a lot.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We all will. We should all just send him videos of us laughing.
But hey, that's a massive thing for
him.
Super proud of him and everything that he does.
Yeah, we're laughing out of pride.
No, we're not.
We're laughing because he's probably got his Believe hat on with his headphones.
No, he doesn't have his hat on.
Just
look,
his bald head.
Let's just like his
big
alive.
Bald head.
Cade,
like Stone Cold Steve
Cade
Austin.
Stone Cold and The Rock
Stone
and
Cold
Vin Diesel.
Kane. Cade. Well, listen.
Yep.
You know.
Excellent.
Kyle.
This is getting out of hand.
It is.
If you want to listen to any of those shows, just head to ccradio.com.au to check them out. But that is it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
I'm Amy.
I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.